everyone. So we're here with a very special Halloween bonus episode where we are going to talk about cute Halloween costumes and also creepy shit that kids say. Shauna, it's Halloween season.
Oh, yeah.
What do you have planned for this Halloween season?
Good question. One of the best things about the new neighborhood we moved to about 2 years ago is that there's one street near us that goes all out. They're notorious for it. Oh my God. Like every single house does absolutely amazing decorations, and it's like hundreds of people go trick-or-treating here. And this is right around the corner from us. So I'm so excited to go and bring Elle, you know, because she's a little bit older now, and of course dress up the baby. So yeah, we're very excited about all
that. Do you think when you buy a house on that street, they warn you?
I really feel like they should, because you're the odd man out if you don't participate. There were a couple of houses that didn't participate. All they did was just like put caution tape around their front door so like no one would come and trick or treat there. And it was so pathetic.
Oh, man. People got to get in this Halloween spirit.
Yeah,
I love Halloween.
Yeah. So I want to definitely post some pics of what, you know, what we see when we trick or treat.
Yeah. I've heard that there's a street near us that does something similar. I didn't go check it out last year because, you know, I'm an adult who doesn't have kids. So, or didn't have kids, I should say, last year. So,
Are you guys going to go this year?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, the baby's too young to trick or treat, but I got him a costume, you know? Mm-hmm. So,
I have a conundrum. I have a question.
Okay. Yeah.
What are we supposed to do with the babies while trick-or-treating? Like, put them in a stroller and then, like, no one sees their costume? Carry them so everyone oohs and ahs?
I think you're supposed to throw your back out by carrying them everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that you need to suffer to show off your adorable baby in an adorable costume.
Okay. All right. That's
speaking of which, have you gotten a costume yet or are you still
I did. And that's commendable for me because usually I wait till the absolute last minute to get my shit together for Halloween. Except a couple years ago when Elle was a baby, I was so motivated. She's like, I want to be a ghost. This was when she was like 18 months or so. She's like, I want to be a ghost. And I was like, I am going to make that ghost costume. I spent hours making this like hand shredded like tulle skirt. And oh my God, it was so cool. And of course, you know, she put it on and was like, this is uncomfortable.
I remember that costume. It was so cute.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. We went trick or treating with you that year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this year, as you all know, I am just way more exhausted than my former self. So I went to Target. Got the baby a flamingo costume, which is very adorable.
Okay, that's really cute. Come
it
on.
Is.
Flamingo? Baby?
It does look really cute. Yeah, I haven't put it on her yet, but I think it's going to be very adorable. And Elle wants to be a character from a show called Paw Patrol, which is hilarious to me because she's only ever watched one episode, but she's obsessed with it. So there you go. And I got myself a giant fuzzy unicorn onesie from Target. Too.
Oh my God.
So there you go.
What a great excuse to buy a unicorn onesie.
I know, right? I'm just going to lounge around and like binge watch Great British Baking Show in this thing for no reason.
Oh my God. Can I join you?
Yeah, get one. They're at Target. Everyone, get one.
Oh my God. I
be
might
the
have
unicorn
to do that.
Posse. Yeah. Anyway, what about you? Or what are you guys doing for costumes?
Well, you know, I used to go all out for Halloween. So when I was like fresh out of college with a theater major, I would like do every single thing DIY, super creative. Like my favorite gory costume once was I was Rapunzel with her like hair torn out. So I had a bald wig on that I like put like bloody hair patches on, and I carried around a big long braid in my hands the whole time.
Oh,
but now I am a mother. And I don't have a lot of time. And I feel like expectations for me are very high because I'm also like a semi-professional crafter. So people are always like, what's she going to come up with? Mm. Or maybe it's just my own thing. But
no, we are all talking about it, Laura. We talk about it all year. What is Laura Barrett going to do for Halloween this year?
Well, what I'm going to do is just completely rehash what I did last year, but this time with a baby. So,
well, that's an interesting twist on it.
Yeah,
well, I figured, remind everyone what it was.
Yeah, so it was a couple's costume with my husband, we were the two lead characters from Jurassic Park, Laura Dern and Sam Neill's characters. And my big pregnant belly was a dinosaur egg that was cracking. And there was like a velociraptor half hatched.
That was a good one.
I loved it. People got it, which was cool. And, you know, I was able to throw it together really quickly at Goodwill. So it was, you know, no difficult task to DIY. So this year I decided we should just do the exact same thing, but this time the baby will be a dinosaur hatching out of an egg.
Did you find that? Or are you making that?
It turns out that there is a like Jurassic World themed, not Jurassic Park because, you know, that's like, what, 25 years old, but Jurassic World themed baby dinosaur costume hatching out of an egg.
What?
So I just
Perfect.
Went on Amazon and bought that. I haven't tried it on him, so hopefully it fits. But
hopefully.
Yeah, and then I have to go back to Goodwill and get myself like a pink shirt again and a shirt for Corey because, you know, I got rid of them from last year thinking I'd never use these again. Although I was pregnant, so it wouldn't fit me anyway. But,
oh, true. Well,
yeah.
I like the idea that you can do a before and after.
That, yeah, I thought that would be cute.
Like 9 months in, 9 months out.
Exactly. So hopefully, you know, it will work out and we will post pictures, of course.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we, of course, cannot wait to see your guys' pictures of your little ones in adorable costumes or scary costumes or weird or funny costumes. Whatever you decide to do is going to be awesome.
You know, and speaking of spooky and scary, Halloween is not just about putting your babies in adorable costumes. There's also lots of creepy shit happening. And now is our time to talk about it, Shauna.
Mm-hmm. Which reminds me, Laura, you texted me recently and said that something really creepy and spooky happened with your baby recently and that you wouldn't tell me about it until we record this podcast. I'm dying to know.
That's right. Can you wait another couple seconds? I'll tell you after this break.
Ah!
Laura, we recently had our moms on the show and it was so fun hearing their stories from the past.
I loved hearing what they had to share about their experiences being pregnant and having young kids, but you know they have so many more amazing memories and stories to share.
Yes, and that's why StoryWorth is such a wonderful gift for the mother figure in your life. It's a way to capture those stories and memories for years to come.
And what better time to give StoryWorth than for Mother's Day, which is right around the corner. Right now, our listeners can save $10 off your first purchase by going to StoryWorth.com/BFP.
Here's how it works. Each week, StoryWorth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, such as, what is your favorite memory of your parents?
All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter.
You'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of the stories you already know or be surprised by stories you've never heard before.
After that year of fun, StoryWorth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come.
I gifted StoryWorth to my mom a couple years ago, and her hardcover book is a special memento on my bookshelf that my girls and I love to look through.
My mom did one too and included lots of pictures from her childhood, which Sebastian and Augie love looking at.
Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to StoryWorth.com/BFP.
That's StoryWorth.com/BFP to save $10 on your first purchase. There's nothing like the feeling of being confident in your own skin. No complicated routine, no multiple step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions.
Absolutely. That's why we have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best.
The secret to OneSkin's success is their proprietary OS1 peptide, which switches off the aging cells and has been clinically proven to strengthen the skin barrier and improve skin health markers.
For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off OneSkin products using the code BFP when you check out at oneskin.co.
One of my favorite things about OneSkin products is how easy they are to use. I swear, I've seen skin routines with like 20 steps, but not OneSkin. Just cleanse, pat your skin dry, and apply twice daily.
We aren't the only ones who love OneSkin. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews, and were recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024.
OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company.
By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer.
My skin tends to get really irritated this time of year, but since using the OneSkin face supplement every day, my skin feels calm and healthy. I've also been using the eye topical supplement, which I really feel brightens up my face.
Get started today with 15% off using code BFP at oneskin.co.
That's 15% off oneskin.co with code BFP. After your purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you.
Okay, I will be the first to admit that I don't always prioritize my own wellness. With kids and work, it never feels easy to fit in taking care of myself. But with Allo Moves, I find it easier than ever to do so.
Same. With the Allo Moves app, everything I need is in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, and so much more.
If you're curious what Allo Moves has to offer, visit allomoves.com and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and 20% off an annual membership.
I love that I can easily find a class that's perfectly suited to my interests and ability level. They offer classes from beginner to advanced, and all classes are on demand, so you can fit them into your busy schedule.
They have high-intensity classes if you're looking to get in a good sweat, and low-key mindfulness classes if you're looking to get centered. They even offer help with sleep, which we all know is crucial for moms.
Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Allo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer.
One thing I really like about Allo Moves is that they create themed playlists, so it's easy to find content on the areas you're interested in. One of my favorite playlists right now is called Meditation for Productivity.
Ooh, I love the sound of that one. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's allomoves.com, code BFP. allomoves.com, code BFP.
We're back, and I am on the edge of my seat wanting to know what this is about. I love creepy stories. I live for them. Laura, please finally tell me what this is about.
Okay, so a couple weeks ago, my baby just randomly all of the time started like holding his hand up and like flapping his hand, like opening and closing his hand like he's waving, right?
Mm-hmm.
At the ceiling. And at first I was like, okay, whatever. He's just doing weird baby shit, right? Like, that's what babies do. But then he kept, like, looking up and looking like he saw something, smiling at it, and then started waving at it.
What?
He was doing this, like, all over. I remember one time we were getting ready for bed. We were in the bath, and he was doing it. And I remember being like, what the fuck is he even looking at? Because at first I was like, oh, it's a fly. Or,
yeah.
Or like it's, you know, just a little bit of like light dancing on the ceiling or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But we were home alone. Corey was still at work and in the bathtub. And all of a sudden he just looks up. He even gives like a little like, hee-hee, little giggle. Super creepy. And just starts like waving at this thing on the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm like, whatever. Maybe it's just a creepy baby thing that they do, or maybe he's just practicing, you know, moving his hands, sure, whatever, right?
Uh-huh.
And then that night, so I put him to bed, and you know how we have, like, those Nest cams? They're, like, inside, you know, they're Wi-Fi-enabled cameras.
Yeah.
And they're in our living room and the baby's room, and then also outside. And that night, I heard, like, or about, like, 1 a.m., I heard, like, a weird noise, right? So I go to my phone to check the Nest Cam, which is what I normally do. Like, first I'll check the baby monitor. We actually have a normal non-Wi-Fi baby monitor because it's much faster. So, like, I checked and baby's just sleeping soundly. It wasn't the baby. And then I heard it again. It was, like, kind of, like, scratching. So then I go to my Nest Cam on my phone and I'm looking on the Nest Cam in the living room and I'm seeing, like, orbs of light floating towards the camera.
Mm-hmm.
Like, seriously, like, just, like, one after another coming towards the camera. And, like, I woke Corey up and I was like, what the fuck is this?
So this is not something you've ever seen before?
Never. And
what?
We were both super, super sketched out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what? And I scrub through the history. And it's not just, I was like, oh, maybe it's just, like, the way the light is hitting it. It's just some kind of, like, optical illusion or something.
Yeah, like a mote of dust.
Uh-huh. But I scrolled back and it wasn't doing it like 5 minutes before. It was like fine. And nothing changes. No lights turn on or off outside. So I'm watching and it's like as though it was like if you imagine like what a mote of dust flying towards the camera would look like, but like dozens, like many dozens, right?
What?
I know.
Is your house
creepy.
Built atop a burial site?
So my house is actually not built atop a burial site, but we were informed that someone died in it before we moved in.
I think
Yeah. Which also, it was unnecessary because you're only supposed to disclose if someone died in it within 5 years, and it had been like 5.5 years, but they still disclosed it. And I was like, why are you telling me this?
Don't.
It was the previous, you know, owner who was very old and I think died of natural causes. But anyway, super fucking creeped out. And then I realized the scratching noise. And then I realized the litter box was directly beneath the nest cam. And then I realized the scratching noise I heard was my cat in the litter box making little specks of cat litter fly up and float towards the camera.
No, I really wanted it to be ghost spirits.
I did not want it to be ghost spirits.
I'd sure rather not. You did not.
But it did give us a good scare for a second. And I don't know what happened with the waving. The baby hasn't done it very much since. So who knows? I mean, maybe it was, you know, the person who used to live here. Who knows? But yeah, that was definitely like a spooky experience.
Oh, that's so spooky. That reminds me kind of something I saw posted on Facebook recently. I don't know if you saw this. A mom posted like, I saw this on my video monitor and I like freaked out. And she showed the picture of her video monitor on the baby in the baby's crib. And her baby is sleeping on his side. And right next to him is the face, full on frontal face of another baby.
What?
She's like, there is a ghost baby sleeping next to my baby. So she freaks out. She kind of like tries to sneak in and see what's going on. And she doesn't know. And like, she just sees this baby face next to her child's face. And the next morning she goes in to investigate further and pulls the sheet back from the mattress and realizes that her husband, when he changed the sheets, didn't put the mattress pad cover on. And the mattress like had a big label on it with the name with the name of the mattress brand and a big giant baby model face. So she was seeing that through the thin sheet and, you know, on the baby monitor. So
amazing. Amazing. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, so funny.
But, you know, there are just creepy things. Like, a lot of people think kids can sort of, like, see more than we can. You know, they're more pure, right? So they may be able to, like, see into the spirit world. I recently came upon a list on Board Panda. Have you seen this list?
I have, and it's good.
Okay. So you know what I'm talking about. The list is titled 103 of the creepiest things kids have said that we do not recommend reading alone. And someone put out a call on like Twitter or Instagram or something saying like, people who interact with kids, like what's the creepiest thing they've ever said to you? And there are some creepy, creepy things on here. Shauna, do you have any like favorites? I feel like we can't obviously talk about all 103.
No. Yes. Okay. So this one is by user Darling Nikki. She says, my daughter was about 5 when she says, you're the best mommy I ever had. I said, I'm the only mommy you've ever had. She looks at me and says, nope, you're the third one. But I like you best.
Okay.
Creepy past life.
I mean, thanks. But good. Like, thank you.
Yeah, at least like you took the top spot, I guess. What about you? Do you have another one?
Okay, yeah. So many of these are so good. But there's this one by Michelle B. Young on Twitter. When my daughter was 2, I found her under the table with one of my husband's old children's books, turning pages as if she were being read to. I asked her what she was doing. She said, reading with grandma. My husband's mother died 2 years before she was born. It was her book.
What?
Yeah, I know. Ugh. I love these. These are just like, these are getting me in the Halloween mood. Read me another one.
Okay, here's a good one. This is from user MMB Talks. I woke up to 3-year-old kid, which first of all, waking up to your kid is already kind of creepy. See, your kid's not old enough yet. You don't know.
No, he can't get out of that crib.
Well, that would be extra creepy.
That would be extra creepy. I would have lots of questions.
Yeah. So anyway, I woke up to my three-year-old kid number four petting my head. I asked what she needed, and she said, "I wish I had a piece of you that I could carry with me all the time, like your finger." Haven't slept soundly since. Oh, so weird.
That's so weird. Oh my gosh. That's similar to this one that I think is really funny from at Show Up For This. So she said, "I'm at the store with my first child. We had a nice day, picnic at the park. Suddenly, he grabs my hand, squeezes real hard, and says, 'Mama, when you die, I'm going to make a little you so I can keep you always, like with your skin and eyes, but probably not your insides.'"
Oh, God, what?
All smiles. She's...
Oh, man, I'm kids. Dying for Elle to say something really weird to me like that. I just want to... The creepiest thing she has done... is for a while there when she was about two or so was complaining of like shadow ghost in her room. Like she was like, "There's a shadow ghost." And, you know, I'm like, "Oh, there's no shadow ghost." And Steve was like, "Tell me about the shadow ghost. Where do you see it?" And he's probing her for more information. I was like, "Steve, there's no shadow ghost." He's like, "Where is it?" And we left. I'm like, "Dude, there's no shadow ghost." He's like, "But what if there is? What if she's right?" I'm like, "Oh, my God, there's no shadow ghost." And then I'm like, "Well, maybe there is a shadow ghost."
Oh, no. Oh,
kids are weird like that. So
I really appreciate Steve, but also, like, I probably would have smacked him because, like...
I know, right? Like, don't indulge this.
I feel like this is where wry parenting stops, right? Like, you know, we should acknowledge their feelings and emotions, but also, like, not give them nightmares.
Yeah, exactly. Another creepy thing that a kid has said to me, not my own kid, but a couple years ago, I was... volunteer reading books in a first grade classroom. And at the very end of class, the kids really did love me and they would come up and give me hugs and stuff. Nope, that's not true. Sorry.
Just making up that kids like you.
I was reading books. Okay, this is the true story. I was reading books and there was this one little girl who was very touchy-feely with me, and she was, like, leaning on my knee that day, and she looked and said, "Is there a baby in there?" And she pointed to my stomach, and I was like, "No." And then 2 days later, I found out I was pregnant.
What? Mm-hmm. That's creepy. She knew before you knew.
She did. She totally did. Wow. So kids are weird like that. I don't know. I have that sixth sense. Kids are tapped in, man.
Yeah, I think they might be, or maybe not. Hopefully not, because some of this stuff on this list, which we will post on our website in the show notes so you can read it, it's creepy as fuck, and I really hope that they're not actually tapped in.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I don't know. I guess as our babies age, we'll find out what creepy things they tell us about.
We will find out. But let's wrap it up and focus on the fun, adorable part of Halloween.
Yes. Flamingo costume.
Yes. Yay. Baby dinosaur costumes.
Yay.
So we'll be sure to post this list of creepy-ass things kids say on our website, bigfatpositivepodcast.com. And we will be back on Monday with a regular episode.
See you then. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.